describing the relationship of Klal Yisrael in relation to a ben we dealt with. Mm-hmm. And now we're dealing with the concept of a kosh bolch relating to us as a wife. And we said there are three stages of marriage. There's the shidduch, there's the erusin, there's the tanoim, the vort, then there's the erusin, and then there's the chuppah and yichud. So let's start. There's a wonderful sugya, it's got a lot of chumash in it, it's got a lot to do with the chagim. There's a lot tied into this, and we'll see. Moedika, things come out of here. Really, what we're going to be dealing with is the sugya of bechira. That's really what we're touching on here in a very deep way, is the whole sugya of bechira. Adam Arishon, how it works, beautiful. Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll see amazing threads to chumash here. Ashidoch. The bris bainah besorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hishtadech kevyochol in Avraham Avinu. At the bris bainah besorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, made a shidduch with him and Avraham Avinu. Shneim kolsu bris zemze. They cut a covenant, this one, each other. They made a covenant. That's what a covenant is, right? Avraham Avinu hishtabed mitzira l'ashem shuhu ubonu v'charev yishtadlu b'kol koichem la'avi es abriya l'shlemuse. Avraham Avinu, in his side of the contract, he committed himself and his children after him to be mishtadl with all their effort to bring the Bria to its ultimate completion. With the goal of achieving this, they're prepared to do whatever the chosid, that's a Kolash Bochu, asks of them. Whatever he asks. Yeah? They will not weaken their imunah and the relationship with the chosin forever. They will not swap or go against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go to any other god, chas v'chalila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzidoy, Hishtabed lekalosoy, Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu committed. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give in his tzad of the ksuva? He gave to the kala, that Knesset Yisrael, that's each and every one of us. Ki lo yamira velo yachlifam b'shum umer acheret. First of all, he will not exchange and not be betrayed or whatever, be loyal. No other nation. Hem yu am segula v'rak hem yisku la'aves ha'olam l'tikuno. Only them, only Knesset Yisrael can from now on in bring the world to its slaveness. They've taken on, Avraham Avinu was the one that came along and took over the original purpose set aside for Adam Arishon. In other words, Adam Arishon was born and the whole world was supposed to do it. Adam failed, up to Noah, all the generations, everyone had an opportunity. The Rambam brings the whole list down. Avraham Avinu came along and he took over that job of being Yisrael Eved Hashem. Heim tachli sabriya v'nezet tifar tel netzach. They are the purpose and the crown and the splendor, the eternal splendor of the creation. Okay. Matana sachosu toich kedei krisus bris beida besorim adia kosh boch lava vino. The moedik pshata, so beautiful to understand. A kosh boch says tamav yudu teida ki ge yezarecha beeretz lo lehem va'obdim ve'ino yasam abe meshono. You should surely know that your children are going to be exiled in a country that's not theirs, and they will be enslaved and suffer there 400 years. Talking about Golis Mitzrayim, yeah? Inyan zeu l'choyer t'mur, v'ainu da'achol shalayla. This is a wondrous, an amazement. How do you understand this? V'kumu shirivnei ha'chatuna, ha'chosin sholech l'kalosei savloinois v'dorinois. We know that before the chuppah, the chosin has to give, you've got to give presents. You've got to propose, you've got to come with something. You can't just say, will you marry me? You've got to give, for shteis, give a little gold bracelet, you've got to... V'ilu kat, matanus shel ha'chosin hi, v'ovdim v'ino ha'isama v'ma'ashana. You talking? Yeah, you're not the present that the chosin gives the kata. You're going to slavery for 400 years. That's the gold bracelet. That's the Rolex watch. That's the dira in Beit Vagan. Makalafu. Hamaral Novara, the beautiful Maral was. Shalitim b'nei zir nikalim levikuchim ulemerivot. Ad shehem megiut lamatzav shebo abal toyim ki anesuim hu mekach tos. Sometimes you get a situation where the couple start getting into arguments and tainas and merivot, machleikasim, so they get to a point where the husband turns around and says, this is a mekach tos. This isn't the marriage I wanted to get involved in. Huvra lo sharayosa einu doy maklali, the mul shalakala, kefi shalisin eris, lo bashas erisin. This girl that I married has no connection to the girl that I got engaged to. This is, if I'd known this is what I was marrying, there's no way I would have got involved here, right? The law of Das Cain, who lost all his Elisha. I didn't marry on this, the basis of who she is now. B'shel kach, I got to call it Oh, Chizorah, Shal Avram, the Cheshkes Eretz Mitzrayim, lo isa golus noyu shabo, nishtalku b'nei Yisrael, the men teh shari tuma. HaKosh Baruch Hu revealed to the descendants of Avraminu that they're going to go to Eretz Mitzrayim, and that awesome, terrible golus, that they're going to be tied up there, men teh shari tuma. At that time, when they hit Mem Tishrei Tumah, they're going to have nothing of the splendor and the beauty of their fathers left. They're going to be totally enslaved, engulfed, both in spirituality and in physicality, to the chumres, to the physicality of Mitzrayim. It's dafka in that time when they were in Men Teh Sharei Tumah, and the worst they've ever been, that's why Kosh Baruch Hu came and said, will you marry me? Kif Shinema, Zachati Lecha Chesed Nuraich, Abbas Kaloisaich, Lechtecha Chareb, Amidba Eretz Lozera. Hashem says, I remember the Chesed you did for me, the Chesed of your youth, the love that you showed for me, when you went after me into the Midba Eretz Lozera. Kosh Baruch Hu Chesed Machliz Bezoit, Kosh Baruch Hu is announcing with us, לקחתי אסכם לי לעם כשהייסים במדרגה הנמוכה ביוסף. I took you, when I took you as a wife, when you were at the worst possible situation. Now there's no more room, במצב היורד ביוסף, the lowest possible state. שוב לא יכול לטעים כי יהיה כאן מקחתוס. השם can't turn around now and say מקחתוס. Had Hashem taken me when I was holding the Tiferes of Avraham Avinu, then I seemed to him to share it to me in Mitzrayim and say, hold on a second, that's not what I wanted. I married you to Avraham Avinu. You married to Shari Tuma? My Kesher. Yeah, you'll come around today, 2008, in the world today. I'll say, this is Am Yisrael? This is what a Jew looks like. You walk in the streets of Tel Aviv. These are the grandchildren of Avraham Avinu? This is not what I wanted. This is a Mekach Tos. He can't say that. Because he took us at the worst possible time in our history. He set it up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the marriage in such a way that we're always married to him because we can't get lower than that. Mem Teh Sharei Tumah is the lowest you can get. So we're going to say, no, Hashem doesn't love me. Hashem's not interested in me. Look how weak I am. I can't learn, and I do mitzvahs, and therefore Hashem's abandoned me. No, no, because he took you at the worst possible stage. You can't get worse than this. And that's the kavanah of Hashem in the Bruce Banner Besorim. That was the gift that he gave Avraham Avinu. The Bruce Banner, sorry, you should surely know that your children are going to hit rock bottom, and that when they hit rock bottom, that's when I'm going to take them for me. Because after all, there's nothing to talk about. When you marry the girl in a worst possible situation, so whatever happens from now on in, means I took you when you were mamash in the gutter. So, mama baya. I'm more to cavort that. Okay, we have time for one more little shtick here. Ha'erusin. Ha'shlav ha'sheni, kiviyochol, ha'erusin ben klal Yisrael l'kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we get to the erusin. Hashem Yisbarach, ha'itzi es kalasa mitoich sovlus mitzris bo'isus mo'isim v'artiach lo. Hashem comes and he takes klal Yisrael out of the terrible suffering and burdens of Mitzrayim with wondrous miracles. And he promises her, V'rasticha li lo'ilom, and I will betroth myself to you lo'ilom. Yitan ve'elechem nechshovim la'am ha'nechva, ha'nivcho, ve'en yuchodim rak la'ashem ve'lo l'goyim acher. And now they are totally chosen and totally set aside only for Kosh Bochu and nothing else. Nothing else drives Klal Yisrael anymore. What drives Klal Yisrael is Shulchan Aruch. What does Hashem want from me? Avdi Hain v'lo avodim la'avodim. They are my slaves and not slaves to slaves. You become an Eved Hashem. Aliyadai Erusin na'asiz v'kale v'kudeshes l'chosin v'chedesko. Via this Erusin, the kale becomes mukudeshes. She becomes separated from everything else. And she becomes miyuchedah, she becomes unique for him. What's the word?
Exclusive.
Exclusive. Oh, Yishkach. Exclusively his. That's it. That's the definition of marriage. That's the marriage. You can have a wonderful, wonderful marriage. 364 days of the year, you won't find a more devoted, dedicated couple. But one day a year, he has, excuse the language, a girlfriend. So that's not a marriage. It looks from the outside like the best marriage in the whole world. 364 days a year, you won't find a better relationship. But you understand that since there's this lack of exclusivity, that's not called a marriage. In this, exclusively to Kosh Boch and nobody else. We're not driven by anything else, we're driven by what Hashem says, that's it. That's our Nisoyim, by the way. That's the enormous Nisoyim. On the one hand, you're trying to be totally exclusive, have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, you're juggling with all these external challenges and problems and forces, and it's very hard to find the balance in this whole scene. You know, what we were talking about earlier, about the kids and that, where do you draw the line here? About kids playing computer games or whatever, that looks to me like that's a breach in exclusive relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, you have to take into account the Rashi and Dvarim. You give to Chochri, who knows who's going to go play with him. It's a toughie, not poshut. Anyway, that's the Erusin. The Chuppah, Ashlav Ashlishi, who Shlav Chuppah? Who Ma'amed HaSinai, Shebonema, V'yeid HaShem Al HaSinai. That is Matan Torah, Kechosan Ayotzi Likras Kalem. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says it's in the Pasuk. It says, "Where Hashem HaSinai, Hashem came down on HaSinai." Rashi says, "Kechosim Ayotzi Likras Kala." Kechosim going out to meet the Kala. Kosh Baruch Hu Yoichol Nosim Gam Tabat Kedushin LeKlal Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu gave the ring of Kedushin. Eilu Hay Luchos Sabris. That was the Shnei Luchos, which we'll see. We're going to come back to that. As far as the Dibra Shei Tamtzis Kol HaTorah Kulu, included in the ten halachas that are brought down, the ten mitzvahs brought down. In the Luchos, that is the whole Torah. Kulu Torah is included in those ten. The Kshomis Gale is Zneinu Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover Zatzal. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover was the one of the Talmidim Uvokim of the Vilna Goyin, a big Makul, and wrote many Svarim on Kabbalah. So he writes like this: V'hu Kesha Ha'amitz V'Chazek Shenitkotshu Yisrael Lo Yisbarach La'Rusu V'Matan Torah. This is he describes it as a knot and a relationship, very, very strong, that Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh to Hashem Yisbarach in an Eirusin, La Rusa, the Matan Torah. V'nimshal dovaze l'tabat hanasuna be'etzba. V'hu kesha luchos. This giving the luchos was the ring, it was the kesha luchos. Shebo niskokoi yud hadobrois, on it was engraved the ten dibrois. Shem Suvim the Etzba Elokim, they were written with the finger of God. The Nosam is Baruch Yisrael ala Etzba, and they were given to Klal Yisrael on the finger. Kamo Shenema, Bni Shamu Amri Umitzvoisi Koshom al Etzboisecho Kosvam al Luach Libecho. Okay, whatever. That's from the Sikh Yitzchak. What it is? Maimer Achupa Ze Mugdo Benusach Hapaisen El Yoinim Sosu Bekachtoidim Ilzu Bekabalas Toyir Beksuvus Misinai. Okay. We see that the whole nusach and the whole relationship, what happened to Hasina, is called it's a wedding celebration. We look at the ring and it's basically lokim. We'll see that you should be asking, what about the shvilas haluchos? We know that the luchos we're talking about here were luchos vision that got broken. We'll see, we'll get there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful what the test here was taking place. The Moshe Rabbeinu destroyed the luchos. What was going on? And how that affects us today. Okay, and then tomorrow, Metz Hashem, we'll deal with Kapalem Hake Gigis. Gilu Tseine Shilachosin Benesu. Okay, beautiful.